December 17, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest.
Redemption creates the need it satisfies. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The gospel of God creates a sense of need of the gospel. Paul says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid. To those who are blackguards? No, to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The majority of people have their morality well within their own grasp. They have no sense of need of the gospel. It is God who creates the need of which no human being is conscious until God manifests himself. Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given you. But God cannot give until a man asks. It is not that he withholds, but that is the way he has constituted things on the basis of redemption. By means of our asking, God gets processes into work whereby he creates the thing that is not in existence until we do ask. The inner reality of redemption is that it creates all the time. As the redemption creates the life of God in us, so it creates the things belonging to that life. Nothing can satisfy the need but that which created the need. This is the meaning of redemption. It creates and it satisfies. I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. We preach our own experiences, and people are interested, but no sense of need is awakened by it. If once Jesus Christ is lifted up, the Spirit of God will create a conscious need of him. Behind the preaching of the gospel is the creative redemption of God at work in the souls of men. It is never personal testimony that saves man. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That's the end of Oswald's text. The gospel is the good news. And interestingly enough, in God's economy, we have the freedom to choose either to love him and know him, or to choose to be commanders and captains of our own fate. If the gospel is hid to those who are lost because the God of this world has blinded them, we can tell our testimony over and again, and there is value in telling our testimony. But the only thing that truly creates a salvation experience or a redemption experience is when the Word of God, the actual gospel of God, and the way to God himself through Jesus Christ is proclaimed clearly, that a man or woman can respond to the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel must be clear, and it is a response only and always to the message of the gospel results in redemption of that soul. As you conduct your business and your way of life, if you are close to God and live an exemplary life, it is not your testimony or your activity that will win people to Christ. But if you, in the workspace, simply and faithfully and accurately proclaim the way of salvation, the way of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God has opportunity to touch that life and give life and give redemption. So proclaim the gospel in clarity as it is in Scripture and not your own experience. This applies also to things that go on in our lives. God will never take initiative in any part of our life without our requesting his presence in that event or our requesting that he take control of that event. It is a dynamic, always ever thing. If I want God to be a part of anything in me and anything in my life, I must invite him in. He will never force his way in. God may architect and orchestrate circumstances around me to increase my awareness of his desire to participate in my life and to let me know how absolutely close he is and how interested he may be in my life. But he will never step inside my personal space without permission, and specifically without a request. So as I conduct my day, I look to Jesus, I look to God, and I invite him into every possible event, every possible circumstance, every possible moment, and invite him to actually take charge of those things daily, moment by moment. And it is amazing to watch the Spirit of God energize the events of my life. It is a delight to see and experience the blessings of God that are mine by just inviting him to be with me and do for me. I used to hear the song and even sing the song, Living for Jesus, a Life That Is True, and on it went. And it seems so right by the natural mind to do things for Jesus. But I had it backward. Jesus wants to do for you. Jesus wants to live for you. He wants to live in place of you or instead of you. But he will not do that unless you give him the reins. We are born in his image, in the image of God, to be large and in charge and in control of ourselves and our own fate. And the purpose of being created in that way was so that when we chose of our own free will to give up the controls that had been granted to us at birth and let him take those controls, he receives absolute pleasure and glory all around, and the angels applaud and rejoice.